This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to the Holland Capitas fan hotline. Talk to our good friend, Brian Batko from the Post Gazette. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Well, it looked like today Mike Tomlin said a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty much par for the course, I think. I mean, people who really follow it have been, you know, paying attention to Mike Tomlin's weekly press conferences long enough know that he's never really going to give you a whole lot of insightful answers. Sometimes they'll be blunt. Sometimes they will ramble on. But most of the time, he doesn't tip his hand to what he's thinking in any real way. And I think, you know, for the most part, when you're talking end of season, picking up the pieces type of press conference, then that's even more so of the case.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that was pretty clear to me is he didn't have any really answers because they probably haven't even gotten started in any of the discussions yet, right? I mean, I think there's a lot of these things, like with Ben and Pouncey, and these guys need a couple of weeks to process things before they even start to think about making their decisions, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you could argue that the coaching decisions, you know, maybe you have all the information that you need. But, I mean, one interesting thing that Tomlin said today was that he was going to do a lot of research into how he can, you know, right the ship, so to speak, in terms of these late season collapses that have now happened basically 4 years in a row. So maybe that's his kind of diplomatic way of saying, I'm going to look long and hard at our coaching staff and, you know, single out the guys that simply aren't doing a good enough job. And I know of someone where we can upgrade at that spot. So there's got to be some time for some self-reflection. And as you put it in your column, some soul searching. It's only Wednesday. They just lost a few days ago. It's not like the quote unquote Black Monday when the regular season ends and all the bad teams know it's time to put our coaches on the unemployment line. So these things are going to take some time to play out. And there's also, I guess, you know, you could be looking around the league still and watching what other teams are doing in the postseason and formulating your plan to go forward based on at least some of that.
Well, I think the thing about it is one of the things he made pretty clear without saying it is it seems like there's going to be some coaching changes, right?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, it's kind of the traditional, you know, someone's got to take the fall, for lack of a better term. I mean, in short of getting a new head coach, You've got to shake some things up, I think, when you continuously fail to meet your objective. And, you know, while making the playoffs is one objective, we all know around here that the main one is hoisting that Lombardi trophy. And through 11 games, a lot of us, you know, thought the Steelers had as good a chance as any team outside of maybe Kansas City to do that. And then things quickly fell apart. So, to me, it wasn't just all issues that you can chalk up to execution. There certainly seem to be a lot of schematic holes that plagued this team. Looking at the head coach, I mean, Mike Tomlin did point the finger at himself today as well. So I think there's plenty of things that you can look at that you say, we didn't do a good enough job formulating a game plan or developing the guys on our roster to execute that game plan.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. But the other part of it is, you know, when you've got to try and make some changes, just because the goal is to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, they haven't obviously done that. Now, what did you make of the whole Kevin Colbert thing? That was kind of a side story today.
I never thought that he would leave here, Paul, and I still don't. I mean, I guess, you know, you see some of the reporting out of Detroit, and it makes you wonder in the back of your mind, like, hey, are they just going to godfather offer him and make him an offer he can't refuse? Money says a lot and goes a long way no matter who you are. But before all that stuff kind of started leaking out from folks who cover the Lions, I mean, I would have told you there's a 99.9% chance he's either back here or out of the GM business next season. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Kevin never has struck me as a guy who is, you know, overly ambitious with something to prove, trying to, you know, take on a reclamation project like the Detroit Lions for some sort of feather in his cap or bullet point on his resume. To me, it's just as simple as when he decides that he doesn't want to do it anymore for the Steelers, he's going to retire and be with his, you know, spend more time with his family. And as far as I know, pretty much all of them are right around here. And this is where his roots are and where he continues to plan to spend his future. So it never made much sense to me that he'd leave the Steelers for any of the other 130 franchises.
Do you think that he is actually really contemplating retirement, though?
I think he probably contemplates it every year. I mean, especially with the kind of crossroads this team is at right now. Obviously, he's got to see, just like everyone else does, what shakes out with how Mike Tomlin wants to address the coaching staff. And we're always kind of waiting on Ben Roethlisberger, right? I mean, I think all signs point to him wanting to come back, but you simply never know. He's up there in age, and his mind could change at the drop of a hat. You know, he's the same guy that, even tongue-in-cheek, has sat there after bad performances and said, maybe I don't have it anymore. Didn't do that Sunday night. Seemed more determined than resigned to turn things around. So, but yeah, I mean, with all those moving parts, I'd have to think that Kevin Colbert is at least considering, you know, calling it a career. But, you know, we'll see. He's never been the type to kind of give up on a challenge either. I mean, just look at how long he's been here.
Well, I think the thing, when you look at it, he's got a big challenge here if he decides to stay. In your mind, you know, James Conner, Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquise Pouncey, all the guys that we've talked about, how many of those guys do you think will be back?
That's tough, Paul, because on one hand, I don't know. I mean, Pouncey, that's totally up to him, basically, unless the Steelers want to cut him since he's not a free agent. With the other guys, you know, you look at them and you hate to lose all that talent, because that's just going to be a lot to replace. The double-edged sword is, yeah, these guys just won the division and went 12-4, but look at the way they flopped in the first round of the playoffs yet again. So it's like, on one hand, you want to keep your core together as much as you can, but on the other, are any of these guys, like, you know, must sign? To me, they're really not. You know, if you've got a lot of replacements ready, younger guys, cheaper guys to step up at a lot of positions. The O-line is one where you probably need fresh blood, if anything. So it wouldn't surprise me if there is a mass exodus. And, you know, that would be a lot of work for Kevin Colbert and company to try to fill those voids. But, you know, the salary cap is the cap, and it seems like the still number one priority is, you know, paying Ben what you need to pay him, because they seem to think that they can still win a Super Bowl with him.
Well, I think the thing about it is, when you look at the salary cap, none of those decisions probably can be made till Ben makes his decision, right?
Yeah, a lot of trickle-down effect there, I think, no doubt. And you know, the other part of that is, you always, you know, the talking point, and we've discussed this too on the show before, is sometimes it's actually better to have those younger quarterbacks on the rookie deals, because you can afford to kind of spread your money around to other positions. But, you know, it's not easy to find guys like that. I mean, yes, Patrick Mahomes was on that kind of deal the last couple years, but, you know, you can't just find a Patrick Mahomes in the draft when you decide that you want to build your team around that model. So if there's a guy that they really kind of like in the draft, then maybe they do consider doing the unthinkable in moving on from Ben. But, you know, that's also going to have to factor into all of these offseason decisions. And that's another thing that Mike Tomlin mentioned today, is it's now going to be kind of really focusing on draft preparation, because unfortunately for them, they can start that in mid-January.
Brian, great stuff as always, Brian. And you know what? Hopefully there'll be lots of news to keep you busy, and we can do it again soon and often.
I'm never worried about that. But if there's not, maybe I'll get out there and cover some high school basketball games or something like that to keep me busy.
All right, Brian, thank you so much.
See ya.
Brian Bacco, the Post-Gazette on Paul's Ice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.